So really quick, I just want to talk about what the Taxpayers Protection Alliance is, and then we'll get into what we're going to talk about, tax reform, and really how Utah is going to be important in that. So Taxpayers Protection Alliance is a nonpartisan, nonprofit group. We focus on government policies and how they impact taxpayers and the economy overall. It was founded in 2011 by the man who serves as our president now, David Williams, and he's got over 20 years in government waste and advocacy. I'm going to talk about tax reform, what the goals are, how tax reform can work for Utah, and really how where Utah can play a role in this debate. So first, the goals for comprehensive tax reform, I broke them down, really making the code simpler, corporate tax reform, eliminating the death tax, and really unleashing the energy potential, which is particularly important to this state. When we talk about tax simplification, we're really talking about what is hitting individuals very hard, and this is a key goal in Washington right now to getting tax reform done. Tax complexity is a major problem. There's nearly 4 million words in the tax code. War and Peace has less than 600,000. And a study out by the National Taxpayers Union recently showed that that tax complexity is actually costing the nation, costing productivity, to the tune of over $200 billion annually. So corporate tax reform, the goal should really be, when we look at it, to get the rates lower. Right now, the United States has the highest effective corporate tax rate in the world. We've enjoyed that dubious distinction for a couple of years now, actually, since April of 2012. And it's driving business out of the United States, and it's not keeping us competitive in the global market. And in the last, in that 11-year span, you see 46 global Fortune 500 companies left their headquarters here in the United States to offshore. And this is what we call inversions. But the problem is that instead of working on tax reform at the corporate level to keep these companies here in the United States, to keep them invested, to keep jobs here, right now you have an administration that's hostile to corporations, hostile to those who want to do business in America, and we go after them through gimmicks like executive orders on inversions. But also we use the idea of corporate tax reform, at least the White House does, as a gimmick for pay-fors. And we say, yeah, we'll allow these companies to come back and bring this money back to the United States, but we're not going to let them have it. We're going to use that to fund things that we want to fund. And this is where tax reform should not be. It should be about lowering the rates. It should be about bringing jobs here, bringing investment back here, and not about gimmicks that are used to pay for things that Washington wants to do. So another part is the death tax, really quick. The death tax, it's time to repeal it. It's nearly 100 years old. It was supposed to be put in place just to fund World War I. The House recently took action. Hopefully the Senate will follow, because the death tax is really a penalty on success. So the energy is particularly important to the state of Utah. When we talk about unleashing the energy potential and how that matters for tax reform, what you're really talking about is looking at the corporate tax code and how it's a drag on energy production and what it could be right now. The energy sector is outpacing and hiring, and yet they are actually taxed more than many of your industries. So they are investing more, they're hiring more, but they're also paying more, and the corporate tax is being used against them. And now you have those in the White House and other places who actually want to use corporate tax reform to specifically target the energy industry, and that's a problem. We should not be using tax reform to go after specific industries and specific sectors that we may not like or an administration may not like. We should be encouraging investment, and we should make sure that a company that is expanding hiring, even though they have a high tax burden, can reach their full potential. And while we're talking about full potential, we should also be looking to lift the oil export ban, which would really help the energy potential for an industry that is very important to the state of Utah and very important to the United States of America in terms of creating jobs, creating a healthy, robust economy that keeps us competitive in the world today. So where does Utah fit in? Utah fits in particularly in an interesting way because, as the introduction mentioned, Senator Orrin Hatch, the senior senator from Utah, sits on the Senate Finance Committee. That is the committee that is going to write tax legislation. So anything that's going to be done on tax reform will go through Senator Orrin Hatch. So it's important that Senator Orrin Hatch have allies in the state of Utah, have allies in Washington that are working together, because he wants to do tax reform. He has been talking about it for a long time. He says it's doable, but it will be a long process. And he's not for gimmicks either. He is for tax reform that makes sure that America remains competitive, that we begin to boost our economy and get out of the stagnant level that we've been in for quite some years. And the other senator from Utah, Senator Mike Lee, also has a role to play. He has already introduced with Senator Marco Rubio from my home state of Florida a tax plan that is pro-growth, it's pro-business, it's pro-working family. So when you have two important individuals from the state of Utah that are driving the discussion on tax reform, will play an important role in tax reform, it's important that they hear from you. They hear from the citizens, they hear from the state legislature, they hear from the business community. In particular, the Utah state legislature is very active. This past session, they actually passed a number of bills, a very active group. And so it's important that they hear, that senators hear from the state legislature to really drive them on how can tax reform help Utah, where and what parts in energy, in terms of how can we help families put more back in their pocket to spend on things that they care about. But also the business community is very important too in Utah, and it's very important that they hear from the business community as well. And activists in this room who play a part, who have the ear of state representatives, who have the ear of other groups in the business community, you can all work together and make sure that the conversation on tax reform is driven down to really the critical goals, and that is to make the code simpler, to reform the corporate tax code to encourage investment and business coming back to America, and to make sure that tax reform benefits everybody involved and that we don't target certain people to use tax reform as a tool to punish people instead of making sure that, you know, we're helping everyone to reach their full potential. So you can visit us online. That's our website. We've also got a Twitter account. I encourage everybody to go there. We've written a lot on these issues and more. And I appreciate you guys letting me speak before lunch and not coming up here and throwing me out because you're all very hungry.